You may be seated. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who abuse you. Do unto others as you would have others do to you. I hear these words like you 3 days before an election that has sickened me. It's made me ashamed to see the things that people say to each other, people accuse each other of, what people who I am friends with say to each other. The friendships that are no longer friendships, at least on Facebook. The friendships where people have now blocked people. People have decided not to listen to people. And I get it. Because when I get it, I do. I absolutely get it. But it makes me sad. Because you know what? I know that a lot of the anxiety that we feel is being felt by people who are awesome, loving Christian followers of Jesus Christ. I know that there are people who are so anxious for what's going to happen on Tuesday, who are so worried and upset about what's going to happen, and it's caused friction in relationships. And I know these people to be loving Christian followers of Jesus. I wish I could put our presidential candidates and their most fierce followers in timeout. Not because it's not important. I'm not saying that your political opinions, whatever they happen to be, aren't valued, that I don't value them. I do. I absolutely do. But one of the things that all of us have to understand is that at the end of the day, our faith must norm our politics, not our politics norm our faith. And at the end of the day, do unto others as you would have them do to you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Has to have as much emphasis in our lives as somebody's policy or what they're accusing the other one of being or doing or what they have done. My prayer for all of us, and I had a friend on Facebook who wrote, he goes, if I believed in God, I would just put it in God's hands. But since I don't believe in God, here's how I'm getting through this. And I almost wrote back to him. I just don't play that game on Facebook. But I almost wrote back to him and said, well, you must think I'm a real sucker. But I didn't. But I am going to go the opposite way of him. I'm going to tell you that I do believe in God. I believe that God, and in the words we heard from Revelation today, see, the home of God is among mortals. I do believe God cares about you and me and this world. I think God desires for this world to look a little more like the kingdom of heaven. And I believe that the way that happens is when we can learn to follow the words of Jesus, who came to live with us as God's emissary, as God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. And I believe that as people of God, I'm going to dare to just make the assumption that you guys believe in God. I'm just going to assume that. Okay? And since we have made that assumption and that we have made that decision, I'm going to tell you that trust that in the midst of all of the anxiety, whichever side of the political persuasion you tend to fall on, and I believe that it's tribal. I believe people pick one side or the other side basically because they feel just a little more comfortable with that tribe. Doesn't mean that they agree with everything that particular politician believes or says or is or has done or whatnot. I don't judge you for what your political opinions happen to be. I understand that people of good faith can feel connected to a particular tribe versus another one. I get that. I get that. I don't always agree with everybody, but I get it. I understand that you can be faithful and vote for this person or be faithful and vote for this person. I get that. But at the end of the day, all of us have to see that whichever way this election goes on Tuesday, at the end of the day, we are all children of God who kneel together in equality in the front of the cross. And there we are met by the God who loves each and every one of us the same, regardless of who you vote for on Tuesday. And I hope you do vote. I think that's important. I think it's fun. I love to go in. And I love to talk to the people on the outside, and they ask me who I voted for, and I like to sometimes tell them the truth. But I would hold up for you two things. First of all, know that the home of God is among mortals, and that God will be with us. That God will be in the midst of our anxiety and our chaos and our struggles, those who will be celebrating and those who will be lamenting. God will be there offering comfort and joy, for that is who God is. You can trust that. And you can know that God's got this. You know, God isn't Geppetto. You know, God's not the heavenly Geppetto up there just doing this. I don't believe at all. But I do believe that God is powerful enough to enact God's will and God's wisdom and God's desire in the midst of all of the choices that we make. God is that strong. God is that powerful that God can still work resurrection life in the midst of our decisions. And I believe that and I trust that and I live into that. And I know that whatever we choose as a country, God will still be here. Because that's who God is. God. It's almost arrogant of us to think that we can keep God from doing what God desires. So trust that, number one. Number two, be kind. Be nice. When you see someone who disagrees with you politically, you know what? Love them. Love them. Tell them that I disagree, but I love you as a brother or sister in Christ. The more we do that, the closer we get to the kingdom of heaven. And you know what? Other people aren't going to do that, but you can. And here's the thing. As you do that, as you do unto others as you would have them do to you, as you pray for those who abuse you, as you bless those who curse you, as you love your enemies, and as you do good to those who hate you, as you do that, guess what you are becoming and what you are being for others? You are being a saint of God. Today we look around and we see different saints. You're thinking about people in your life who are the saints of your life. Well, here is a wonderful opportunity for the Christian people of God to be saints themselves. In a world that's full of anxiety and a culture that is full of uncertainty, let the Christian people be the non-anxious presence. Be the ones who pray for those who are different from them. Let us be the saints of God as we live into a world that really needs to hear a word of hope. Let us be those people. Let us be that witness. Because I can tell you, if we can do that, and if we do that, and as we do that, the world will begin to look a little more like the kingdom of God. And I believe that our world needs a little bit of kingdom living right now. Let us pray. Loving God, there's a lot of reasons in our world, in our lives, to be full of anxiety and cares and struggles right now. There is a lot of reasons for that, but there are even more reasons for us to be hopeful in your promise in the midst of our world, that you've got this, and you've got us. And as we live into you, Lord God, we can be more than maybe we even believe that we can. That we can indeed love and pray for and bless those who are different. And we can find common ground. And we can find hope. Indeed, even glimpse heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us stand.